manifest and evolve. Are you ready to game? This is the We Game Podcast.
Good morning. It's the Wake Up Call with Audio and Lavonna Fox. What's
hey,
up, Lavonna?
Hey, boo, how you doing?
I am doing good. I woke up this morning. I am blessed. I am sitting here thinking about what I'm about to start doing for my day. Getting my day active and going. It sounds like you already out walking or something.
Yes, I'm at the park. And you know what? I woke up at 7 o'clock this morning, and I was just like, somebody was trying to get up under my skin. Somebody was trying to piss me off. And I was like, you know, and instead of soaking in that negativity that they just tried to throw my way, I'm going to get my ass up and go walking. Because there are motherfuckers on this planet that will try to hold you down no matter what it is you're doing because they're not happy within, and they're going to try to kill your shine in every single direction.
Let me tell you, you already know that that is for real. I'm getting up this morning, and I'm doing today is I am cleaning out my closet, because this is my theory. I was thinking about it. This is what I called you about. I was like, you know, I have to clean out my closet. I have so many clothes, and nice clothes, clothes that supposedly worth this, and these name brands. And I'm like, I need to clean my closet out and prepare for the new clothes. So I start thinking about my whole life, and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do more than clean my closet out. I'm going to clean my life out with people. I'm going to clean my people closet out. Because some people, you ain't even wore them in a long time. We don't talk. We don't make no money together. We don't pray together. We don't eat together. So why are you still in my closet?
Right. We ain't pouring into each other. Like, we not building each other. Like, I feel you on it. And that makes so much sense. And with you saying that, it was just, and people were listening like, damn, she extra. But it really impacted me in that moment. Because as you were talking and I'm listening to what you're saying and it's resonating in my soul and my spirit, I'm like, damn, I need to clean my closet.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I really, last night, I'm going to use one of my favorite. It can go either way. Sometimes something is your favorite and you wear it out. And you wear it out so bad that you can't even wear it no more. It already has served its purpose. And so I have to let it go. And I'm going to use something that I got a pair of Dolce & Gabbana pants, hand-stitched Dolce & Gabbana pants that when they came out, they were $3,500. And I love these pants. However, They've served their purpose. It's no longer. It's time for me to let them go because they don't hold a value to me that they once held. It was never about the money for me. I genuinely love the pants, but today it's about letting go of things that's supposedly of value when it's not serving you anymore. You know what I mean? It don't serve me no more, so I need to let it go. It don't matter how much it costs, what I did to get them, that time has passed.
Yeah, I totally agree with you on that, and it's just so important. I mean, let go of what no longer serves you. And that's the lesson. We got to let go of what no longer serves us. People like to hoard things. They like to hoard possessions. They cars.
That's what I was
they
thinking. Like I'm a hoarder. That's what made me want to do it. I was like, I'm a hoarder.
Yeah, there are some people that like to hoard people.
Yes.
They like to hoard people. Like, they got to have people in their life. Like, they can't function if they don't have different people. Like, men, some men and women, they like to have sex with multiple partners. They're hoarding sex partners. So they don't fuck with you for 6 months. Then they call you 6 months out the blue. Hey, what you doing? Let me pull up. That's hoarding.
Yeah.
You can't be moving on, you know?
I'm guilty of hoarding people, clothes, and I think I did it unknowingly, though. I didn't think that's what I was doing, but as I've grown wiser and I look at my actions, I was becoming a hoarder. But you know what? Through conversations, through learning, through prayer, I'm not, because I'm not gonna become that. I'm gonna get rid of the things. I remember watching this show. It was the Oprah show, and they said if you haven't used it in 6 months, get rid of it, and you won't even notice that it's gone.
Wow, and that's powerful. it's a lot of power behind it. And I agree, because I feel like, and you hit the nail on the head when you said, when you remove things that no longer serve you, when you clear your closet out, it makes room for something new and better to come in. And that can be applied in all aspects of life. Stop holding on to people in your life that's not serving you, so Mr. Right or Mrs. Right can come in.
Oh, yeah. So you can
get rid
be
of that
Mr.
blue
Right
dress in your closet. Yeah.
Or you could be Mr. Right or Mrs. Right for somebody else, because sometimes you can't even be who you are because you're too busy holding on to who you used to be.
Exactly. Uh-huh. And that's what it's all about. Let go and let live.
Yeah, that's how you free yourself. I'm being for real, because for, like you said, Mr. Right or Mr. or Mrs. Right can come into your life, but what about becoming and being Mr. Right and Miss Right? So I could walk into somebody's life. I can't even walk into nobody's life right now with all this baggage. What Erykah Badu said, bag lady, what about the bag man?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. And that's it, too. We got to heal ourselves before we try to step into a new relationship, because there are brokenhearted people going into whole relationships. The relationship whole when it starts, but the brokenness that they have within themselves, they are oozing it into the next relationship.
Yep.
You hurting somebody else because that person that you dealt with 2 years ago, 2 years from your past, hurt you. So you're applying that pain to this relationship.
You know, I was talking to a good friend of mine the other day, and she had been suspicious of her husband doing things behind her back. And because we're good friends, I had to bring to her attention, well, maybe this is your conscience, because of your suspicions, you acted out and you started doing things that was not of your character. And because you held to a higher regard, because you know better, maybe your insecurity come from the guilt of participating in something that was beneath you. Because the real deal is that if it's not for you, let it go. We don't have to play back and forth and get back. And she was just like, you know, somebody else told me that. And I was like, because that's the truth. I said, now you done heard it from two preachers. I'm a street preacher.
Yeah, true as Tabernacle.
Hey, I'm telling you, and that's the real deal. Like you say, Trio Tabernacle, put me on the deacon board, because I'm
telling you. Hey, church, we need to go and get that space set up. So when you come in town, we have in church.
Yeah,
you fly in to preach, and I've been talking about this. I mean, people listen like, oh, ain't so funny. No, I'm serious. I've been wanting to have a church.
Yeah. Oh, the thing is, and you know what? I tell people right now that I am the church. The church is in my heart. You know, them brick, that mortar and the brick wall, I don't even have to go there, because God's so in my heart. The love of God, the power of God, the presence of God is so in my heart and in my spirit that going to church is just a act of insecurity at times, because I don't need the church. And then,
but see, the thing is, I feel like because you know how people say they assign certain values to words. So I'm anti the word nigger, but then we have to also be able to transfer that same perspective on words like church. Because when you say church, some people, they kind of flinch up, they clinch, they like, you know, like they get a feel some type of way. And when I say church, I'm not talking about reading scriptures from the Bible. I'm talking about a place to fellowship with people that have been through the same pain I've been through, and they trying to heal.
Right. And
they want to connect with other people that's experiencing what they've experienced and talk to them about how they overcame the obstacles in their life. That's the type of church I want.
And so, you know what? I think that's what the church was originally, that is what the church is for. For people to go and congregate and seek guidance and also forgiveness, but you gotta forgive yourself. So, and you gotta guide yourself. And if you got a church in your heart, the way I was raised, the foundation is there. even though I don't subscribe to the beliefs that I was raised under, the spirit of God is still in me. I just was grown enough to make my own decision about what it is that I believe based on the hypocrisy that I experienced in the churches that I was raised in and that I was a part of as an adult.
Yes, I totally understand because I was there. I lived that life. I studied so many just denominations and religions as a kid. I mean, my mom was dating a Muslim. We was reading the Quran. We was in the sanctified church. We was at the Seventh-day Adventist. I was going to church on Saturday. We was going doing the in the Catholic church. I'm like, that's a lot, but it didn't confuse me. It just gave me a different perspective on life. And then when I got old enough, I made a decision within myself and no pressure from nobody to step away from religion altogether.
And that is what you have to do because religion is really just mean routine, you know, that's what it is. But your spirituality, you can't grow a routine. You can get good at a routine. You can't grow it grow a routine. But you can grow your spirit. You can have intentional spiritual growth. And that is what it's about. And that's how come at Trill Tabernacle, we would have a clean out the church day. You have to get rid of the members that's holding on, that's not being Trill, because you'd have to sit there and tell them, look, you got to be able to, you just becoming baggage to the church. You see what I'm saying?
But it's a place of healing. And when you walk through these doors, if you're not here to be healed, then you need to turn around. We stopping you at the door. We're not even granting access. See, this is a place for people that want to be healed.
Well, this is a place for, I think you need to word it like this is a place for people that has begun to heal. See, I'm not going anywhere seeking a healing. The healing is inside of me. It is inside of me.
They're on the path.
They're on the path to healing. If you come to me lost, but I don't know where you're coming from or where you want to go, I can't give you directions. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. And then some people think that they are healing on the path to healing, but they're still in that dark, dim place. So it's really, they don't even know. Some people are not even aware of who they are. They lack self-awareness. And that's one of the principles that I discuss in my book about self-mastery, self-acceptance, and self-awareness. So my thing is, I don't want to close my doors to anyone. I'm just, the disclaimer is, and the passage for entry is, if you are seeking healing, whether you're on that road to healing already, or if you are wanting to make a commitment in your life to start today, then you can enter.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to just follow the rules of the church. I can't. It's because as we talked about on the show last night, as Miss Valerie said, which to me, like I said, it was a couple of points last night, self-preservation. And, once we accept that life is a gift, that each one of us been given a gift, an equal gift of life, then we don't know what obstacles you're gonna go through, and what difficulties, what blessings you're gonna get. We don't know you don't know what's gonna happen. But at a certain point, it is your decision to do away with and forgive and heal from whatever it is that puts you in a space where you even feel like you need to do that. You know, walking away from religion has been a journey for me because I'm a African American or I'm a black man. I'm an Aboriginal. You know, I'm a man who was taught to subscribe and apply myself in one dimension. But
wow, that's deep. That's what we was taught, to live in a one-dimensional way of life.
Yeah, and I can't do it, because let me tell you something, it's several dimensions, because you piss me off.
There are 10 dimensions, and people, whoever listen, Google that, the 10 dimensions. And audio nailed it on the head again. We were taught, raised, bred to live that one-dimensional life.
Right. And that is something you have to break away from, and you have to free yourself. The first thing I think you have to do to begin to heal is you have to free yourself with the concern of judgment.
Yes.
You can't worry about being judged, because if you're worrying about being judged, you're not going to do what you came here to do. You're going to do what people want you to do, and you're going to fool yourself, and you're going to live in a false reality, because if your actions are made off of being judged instead of being true, then you may not make the right, you may not be having, you may not be doing the right actions. You may not be acting the right way. You may not be, you know, I don't want to be acting. I just want to be. You may not be, you may not be, you may not being, you may not be resting in your being because you're so busy acting because you're worried about being judged. You might as well give me, some people are Oscar.
Exactly. And you're right about that. It's just like when you live your life for other people, you're not living your life at all.
And that is very true. And then you look back and you realize, I did all of this and I'm still not fulfilled. I did all of this for this person and I'm still not fulfilled. Or I did all of this for these people. I'm still not fulfilled. I did all of this for this money and I'm still not fulfilled. I did all of this for these looks and I'm still not fulfilled. I did all of this for this sex and I'm still not fulfilled. Did you see? Look, that's how. Now, what we did learn from the church.
You see how
we just started acting? You see, because if I want to invoke what's already inside of me, all I have to do is be true.
Man, be true to yourself.
That's right. Be true. So you don't have to act. You have to invoke what is inside of you. And what's inside of you is God and a spirit and a soul. And love is God. That's and love is God, and God is acceptance
and light.
Well, let me tell you, it is my theory. You ever heard of the book called Conversations with God by Donald Neil Walsh?
I haven't, but hey, I need to write that down. I need to listen to it. I need to pick it up and read it. Something.
You can read it, but I like to listen to the audiobook because it's very intriguing. And so,
will you send it to me?
I'm gonna text you the title. But in the book, I like that when he talks about how people will tear you down. When you down, they'll tear you down and keep tearing you down and talk about you and everything. Oh, but then if you go out, something happened to you, you die, they'll build you up. They'll act like when you was here, that they was there for you and that they prayed for you and you were the best of friends and you were this and that. And they love you again. But while you here, they'll take you through the roller coaster of life because of the things that they're going through. And so that's, I'm trying to make sure that I'm not taking my own self through a roller coaster of life and trauma by keeping the things that remind me of the bad experiences that I have. I love those Dolce & Gabbana pants, but I wore them with some experiences that, you know what? They don't even feel the same no more. The luxury of the pants got tainted with the experiences that I put the pants in.
Them pants might need a little counseling, huh?
Them pants need some counseling. Somebody might get them and say, you know what? These would be cute. You know what? These would be cuter as shorts. You know what? And then you know what? I think they might be cuter as shorts. Maybe I need to turn them to shorts. Maybe sometimes.
Turn them to shorts. And then just listen. I feel like everything on this earth is connected. We're connected to the trees, the dirt, the buildings, the bugs, we all are connected. We are all one. Should those hands have a soul, literally and figuratively?
Yes.
And it's just...
And that's true.
It's just like, if you feel like you want to give your hands a new life, like you're giving yourself a new life, cut the bake, turn them into shorts and give them a new life. Free them. Liberate those hands.
And that's the thing right there, liberation. We are at a point where people need to learn to be more liberal and liberate their minds so that they can liberate their hearts and they spirits to do what they came here to do. And that's to have an experience of God and love and life. Because, excuse me, but when someone leave here, you can't grab their coattail and go with them. You don't know where they going, how they got there, and what their purpose was. And if we live in our purpose, then we have done what we came to do.
Hello, and we can graduate to that next level. Because as long as you continue to not learn the lessons, not learn from your mistakes, you will be forced to repeat them.
And that's the truth. So what we got from this morning wake-up call is we need to not hoard people, things. You don't even need to hoard places. That's how come I had to leave Houston. I was hoarding Houston around, and I needed to get away. And it was the fear of leaving that kept me there.
Oh, man, you making me want to pack my bags up and move. Because I've been saying for the longest I want to get out of Houston. But then it's just like it's so much. I feel like Houston is on the rise. It's going to be a lot of opportunity and growth here. But sometime maybe I could just step away for a couple months. A week or two, just a vacation. But anyway, sorry to cut
you off. No, that's the truth, because as I left Houston, sometimes you have to leave to know where you need to be. So when I left Houston, I left for a peace of mind that I was able to get and that I'm able to get in Phoenix, Arizona, because I don't know very many people out here in Phoenix, Arizona. My lifestyle is very different from Houston. And so I'm able to sit down and focus and deal with people, deal with myself without dealing with people. I'm able to introspect myself. I'm able to spiritually work on myself and be focused on what I need to do and face some fears so that I can be my best self, so that I can get the most out of my experience.
Right. And that's deep. That's deep. I mean, and the fact that you realize, and I, because some people will wait 100 years before they make that realization.
And you know, like, true, Hattie, some people don't never make the realization.
Man, and that's sad. It's sad. It really is. I feel for them, because it's just like life is it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. And we have to experience and we have to love our experience. Life is meant to be enjoyed. Of course, you're not going to be happy 24/7. I mean, emotions are meant to be experienced. But with that said, there's so many people that spend so much time in sadness. They spend so much time in depression. They spend so much time in a dark place. And they make it a habit to be there, to stay there. And when you present them an opportunity to better themselves, they start thinking about leaving that right now behind, because they are too afraid to step into the better.
Oh, let me tell you, people, you know what? I'm going to get my dog. He got my favorite socks outside. He done took them out of my room. But that's because I'm here. You know what? I might need to, what did I say? Bend? I need to purse them socks.
The dog listen to that conversation.
He done started helping me. Bean say these need to go too. This, you know
please.
What? And let me tell you, the irony is those socks, they come from the same era as those pants.
God damn it, get rid of those socks.
I'm going to have to get rid of the socks. Ain't that something?
We have a bonfire.
You know, and no, you know what? You know what I'm going to do, though? I'm going to rebirth things like you said. I'm going to go, one, I'm going to go get some value out of some of this stuff, because I'm going to go and sell it to these industries that resell clothes. The next thing I'm going to do with whatever I can't sell, I'm going to donate it to someone who may need it.
And listen, and since you are a writer, my friend, and this is just off the topic of, you know, just off the whole recording, I want to give you a suggestion because you just made me think about something. We both write. We love to put our art and expression out. Those socks, you can throw them away, whatever. Take a picture of them and write a story about them and make that the focal point about stop hoarding, letting go, things that have traveled with you from one era to the next, something that stuck around for 20 years and didn't give you no value. The sock might have a hole in it. You know what I'm saying? So just talk, and that could be a metaphor for change for someone.
Oh, yeah. Well, this whole conversation going to be a tool that if you're willing to listen, if you got this far, listen, if you got this far, then you here for a reason in this conversation. If you got here, if you here at the end of our wake up call, we have about almost 5 minutes left. We do 30-minute wake up call in the morning, and I'm here with LaVonna Fox. And this is audio, and I'm sitting here and we talking about moving into our next season. You know, yes. The seasons, if you really think about the seasons, they make sense. They
step
make,
into them.
You got to step into them. And
they
you,
make sense.
You
right.
know, they make sense because they make room for what is new and what is the rebirth, and they give a new experience to what's been born for the first time. So I want to be born again for the first time.
Oh, my God.
I get so excited when I start feeling what I'm saying. But go ahead.
Yes. And that's life's nudge to say, audio, you're alive. And as long as you're breathing and walking this earth, and for anybody listening, as long as you are breathing and walking on this earth, that it is, there is still hope. If you're in a dark place, you can still reach your goals in life. If you want to go back to school, if you're 65 years old and say, hey, I wanted to go to college my whole life, but things happened in your life, there were forks in the road that stunted your growth and your development and your natural progression to bettering yourself, now is your time to do it.
This is your time. So listen, welcome. Thank you for tuning in to the morning wake up call with LaVonna Fox and your boy Audio. You can check us out. You can check me out at Audio Speaks Art on Instagram. My name is Chris Henry on Facebook. My YouTube is under Chris Henry. You can check my podcast out there, Audio Speaks Art. LaVonna Fox, three times great on Instagram. LaVonna Fox on Facebook. I'm not sure. Do you have any other platforms?
That's it right now. And then the book will be coming out soon. I want them to buy the book. I want them to tap in. I want them to email me. Book a life transformation session with me. After one conversation with you, I guarantee I will change your life for the better.
Oh, yeah. But I'm so grateful that I get to have a bunch of conversations. Praise the Lord.
Hey, and Ditto, good morning. Ditto. I appreciate that. We need people in our lives that bring value, that sharpen us, that fill us up instead of depleting us. Those are the type of people we want in our lives.
That's right. Some people that can inflate you, and not with hot air, but with good love.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. And I feel like we're on the right path. We're on the right path. Oh. It ain't always going to be easy. It's going to be hard sometimes. But the hard make you appreciate the soft.
Oh yeah, you need the whole experience to appreciate everything.
For real. Well, thank you so much, guys, for tuning in. Please give us feedback. We're gonna post our Cash Apps because we appreciate the donations. Because I mean, without you, this wouldn't be possible. We're speaking because we know someone's listening.
That's right, and
this message was meant. Yeah.
It's meant for somebody, and we sharing our personal stories about what we're going through in our own personal life. So we're living proof by living the experience. As my life partner loved to say, your experience is your expertise.
I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, well, alrighty.
All right. Well, that's it right there.
You've been listening to the We Game podcast with your host Audio. Show your support for the We Game podcast by donating to $AudioCash on the Cash App. Remember, you can listen to the We Game podcast anytime on all streaming platforms. The We Game podcast is part of a Grow production company.